Now he says here, we've come now to Christ. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I'll fill their treasures. Now, I think from here on that you discover that the Lord Jesus is mentioned, because we have here the one that is in the midst of the paths of judgment, and I may cause those that love me. Now, will you notice here, verse 22, Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. This is the Lord Jesus. This is wisdom. I was set up from everlasting. From the beginning, ere even the earth was, so that we have here the Lord Jesus mentioned. And when it says, I was set up, I was anointed from everlasting. Now, this is the one that you have mentioned in the Gospel of John, in that prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was begotten not in the sense of having a beginning of life, but as being of one nature and substance with the Father. Way back yonder in eternity, he was God, and he was in the beginning with God. He was in the beginning that has no beginning, because in the beginning was the Word. He was past tense at the time of the beginning. And he is the one today, and the only one that can make this clear to us. He said, no man knoweth the Son but the Father. And you can't know the Lord Jesus unless the Father and the Son who've sent the Holy Spirit will open your heart. And that's the reason a saved person, he can rest and adore the person of the Lord Jesus. And let the skeptic be skeptical today. We're living in the midst of great unbelief, and the scoffers are about us. But my friend, our relationship is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was the one that was the Word. And he was. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. What a tremendous statement we have here. Wisdom now is Jesus Christ. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the beginning of the dust of the habitable world. When he established the heavens, I was there. In fact, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. When he set a circle upon the face of the earth, you know, you might call God a square if you want to, but we've said he's a triangle, he's a trinity, but his universe is not a square, it's a circle. And men didn't know that at the beginning. Actually, the scientists used to speak of a more or less of a square universe, but God has always said it was a circle. And that today, that's the picture. You and I live in a world that's round. And we are going around our planetary system. And we belong to a galactic system. And it's a circle. And then all of these circles are circling around. I tell you, we're really going around and around. No wonder there are so many folk that think they're a big wheel today. Because they're going around in circles. And that's the way all of us are going now. Now we are told here that when he established the skies above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Now you can stand by the seashore, look way out yonder, and the water's higher than you are. Why doesn't it run over you? Well, God's made a commandment for that. He's got a law that keeps it right where it is. Then we are told, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of man. Without the Lord Jesus was not anything made that was made. All things were made by him. He's the firstborn of all creation, superior to all. Why? Because by him the Father brought all things into being, for he is the uncreated God, and he was rejoicing always before him. And these wonderful delights and joys come to us through the amazing grace of God today. How wonderful all of this is. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye sons, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Wisdom today is Christ, and there must be the love for it. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at the posts of my entrances. And whoso findeth me findeth life. You have Christ, you have life, and shall obtain favor of Jehovah. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. My friend, you hate Christ, you'll love death. If you love Christ, you'll hate death. What a picture.